You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
God's true purpose for marriage, we do not understand.
So when
we're married, we all want to build a happy home.
I want to feel good.
And we all focus on our feelings. I want to feel good.
当它不能够持续的、继续的 satisfy 满足我的时候
And when my spouse can no longer continually satisfy what I need, my feelings,
一般人就是三个反应。
And most people have these three responses.
我不晓得你是哪一个。
I don't know which one do you have, are you.
第一个，再换一个人。
First response is, I'm going to switch and change another one.
离婚。
I'll just get a divorce.
只好带着盼望。
With hope,
再来一次。
Let's do it again.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道基督徒神不容许我们做这件事情。
One sister, we know that the Lord will not permit us who are Christians to do such a thing.
但是很多基督徒已经被逼到走这条路了。
And a lot of Christians, they feel that they're forced to take this path.
他们统计资料告诉我们，现在基督徒的离婚率超过不信主的人。
Statistically, it says that the divorce rate of those who are so-called Christians has exceeded the divorce rates of those who are not Christians.
连最严谨的基要派的离婚率又超过了一般基督徒、福音派的基督徒。
基要派。
Fundamentalists.
The fundamentalists, the divorce among the fundamentalists has exceeded the.
他们比一般福音派还要严格要求顺服圣经的命令。
The fundamentalists are even more strict in obeying the word and the scripture.
当然很可能一个原因 外邦离婚率低是因为他们不结婚。
And one possibility because non-believers, the divorce rate is low because they don't no longer get into marriage anymore.
但是我只是要说今天连基督徒离婚的比率都很高。
But my point is that those who are Christians, even among Christians, the divorce rate is very high.
第二条路就是我们顺服神的命令。
And the second path is I will come to the obedience of God's command.
我们咬牙切齿忍气吞声让神擦干我们的眼泪。
I bite my teeth and I endure and God, you wipe away my tears.
让他带给我们安慰。
Lord, you alone can bring me comfort.
那第三个。
And thirdly,
就是我们回到圣经。
And we come back to the Bible.
看看神对婚姻到底是什么。
To look at what God's intent is for marriage.
难道神设立婚姻是叫我们受苦吗？
Did God establish marriage so that we would suffer?
今天人最大的受苦其实是婚姻关系。
The greatest suffering, I think, among relationship is in the relationship of marriage.
今天很多肉身的病是心理的病造成的。
And a lot of physical illness comes from the fact that our hearts are not ill.
而心理的病是从关系破裂伤害造成的。
And these heart illnesses comes from the fact that there are broken relationships.
所有的 broken relationship 最严重的就是夫妻。
And the most severe of broken relationships is that of a husband and wife.
这是一辈子在一起的事情。
Because this is something that is supposed to endure forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们第一件事情，我们对婚姻的观念一定要正确。好，我先讲第一件重要的事情。
And this is the very important thing, the most foremost that we have a right attitude and understanding of what marriage is.
婚姻不是为着我个人的快乐。
And let me say this again, marriage is not for my own satisfaction and enjoyment.
婚姻不是为了我个人的享受。
It is not for my personal enjoyment.
婚姻不是为了我个人感觉被尊重被爱。
It is not for a sense of being esteemed and being loved.
那是一个正确的婚姻，健康的婚姻，合神心意的婚姻该有的结果。
And these are natural consequences or results that comes about from something thatA healthy marriage according to God's design.
不要把结果当原因，当原因我们就一定痛苦了。
Do not take the result as the reason of why you enter into marriage, because if you do so, you will suffer.
我们就会把期望放在对方的身上。
Because we put undue expectation on the other person.
我们把一些 unreasonable, unrealistic 的一些的期望要求放在对方身上。
These unreasonable, unrealistic, requirements would be placed on the other individual.
更严重的就是我们把我们里面最深最深的需要那个 unmet need 放在对方的身上。
And the most severe point is that we put those unmet needs and the responsibility of the other person.
我们里面都会有不满足的。
We all come to the point of the satisfaction.
我们在人生的路上，我们都会孤单，我们都会痛苦，我们都会有需要的。
In this life journey, we all feel lonely, we all feel need, we all feel pain.
不管我们个性不健全，有很多的缺陷。
Not only do we have character problems within ourselves.
这样子的 character 会让我们在人生制造出很多的 trouble, 会让我们产生经历很多的痛苦的。
And these problematic characters that we possess causes a lot of harm and pain in our lives.
对不对？你在公司里面有没有受到同事的搅扰，跟不舒服？
Have you been bothered by coworkers at work?
你那开车路上有人跟你比个中指，你都气个老半天。
And somebody would give you the middle finger while you're driving, you'd be very angry.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们里面有很多的需要，我们个性上有很多的问题。
And we have a lot of problems within our own characters.
而这个世界又是一个叫人不快乐的世界。
And this world often brings about unhappiness.
所以我们里面有很深的需要。
So there's a deep longing, a deep need within us.
我们渴慕能够享受，能够满足。
We long to be satisfied, to be filled.
我们渴慕平安。
We long for peace.
甚至我们渴慕主说的喜乐。
And we long for joy, as what the Lord said.
但是当我们把这些 unmet, 就是没有满足，没有就是 unmet 的这个 needs 跟 demand 放在对方身上的话，那是一件非常不公平的事情。
And if we put these unmet needs within us on the shoulder of the other individual, these are something that's tremendously unfair.
所以这两位作者其中有一个人讲，他说我们没有一个人里面的需要。可以从别人的身上得到的。
These two books I'm going to recommend talks about the fact that not one of these needs that we have can be met through the other individual.
地上你决定找不到一个人可以满足你所有的需要的。
There's not a person in the world that can satisfy all of your needs.
但是我们却把这个东西放在对方的身上。
But yet we place this on that individual.
就像我们嘴巴不讲。
Even though we don't say it,
但是我们这个人的情绪就是受这个影响。
But our emotions are dictated by this.
我下班已经这么累了，回到家你就叫我喂孩子。
I am so tired from work already. I come home and the first thing you want me to do is feed the baby.
我公司已经被老板压成这个样子，你回到家就唠叨叫我做这个叫我做那个。
I'm under such pressure at work. I come home and you're still bossing me around.
那妻子跟完全是另外一个想法，对不对
？And the wives think totally differently.
你知道我今天从早到晚这几个小家伙把我搞成什么样子
？Do you know from morning till now what these little ones have done to me？
你终于回来了，你就要躺在那里看电视。
You're finally home, and then you slop over on the couch and you watch TV.
你叫我要安慰这些小的擦地、弄这个、洗沙发，完了以后下来安慰你。
And you want me to take care of all these little kids and clean the house, and now I have to take care of you？
弟兄姊妹，我们讲不完的。
And we have all sorts of reasons.
因为这个世代艰难，真的艰难。
Because this time and this generation is hard.
我们本性的缺陷、自私、败坏。
Our selfishness, the faults within our own character, they're problematic.
所以当我们这个人不满足的时候，你是不可能有快乐的生活的。
And so when we're not satisfied, it's very, very difficult for us to find joy in life.
而当我们里面最深的需要没有被满足的时候，谁跟我们最近，谁倒霉。
And again, these unmet needs, when they are not met, those who are closest to us, they suffer the greatest harm.
我讲真的吗？
I'm being very real.
我如果是一个荆棘，
If I am a thorn,
谁靠近我，靠得越近，扎得越痛。
Those who are closest to me, they're going to be pricked or they're going to be hurt the most.
那远看还可以说，哦，这个荆棘还蛮漂亮的。
And maybe when you look from afar, you say, oh, that thorn bush looks kind of artistic.
当你去拥抱荆棘的时候，你就扎得遍体鳞伤。
But when you go and embrace that thorn bush, you realize the pain that it will cause you.
所以我们不久以前刚刚读过约翰福音。
And not too long ago, we're still studying the book of John.
记得那个撒玛利亚女人吗？
Remember that Samaritan woman?
她一个丈夫换一个丈夫换一个丈夫。
One husband after another after another.
我曾经讲过，在那个世代里面，特别以男性为中心的世代里面。
And I said that in that time and that generation, particular is male dominant.
丈夫对一个做妻子的，对一个女人来说。
A husband concerning to a wife.
就是她的依靠，就是她的满足。
The husband is her reliance, her satisfaction.
她的生活靠她。她的安全靠她的丈夫。
Her livelihood, her security, all comes from her husband.
而她整个的世界就是丈夫，就是家庭。
Her whole world is built upon her husband.
她不像现在这些 professional women 到处都是。
Not like nowadays, many, many of the women are very professional and capable.
她整个的世界就是家，就是丈夫。
But her entire world was built on her husband.
所以她唯一的快乐跟满足，精神上的需要都是从丈夫来的。
So her only source of joy and satisfaction would only come from her husband.
但你就发现这个女人她没办法得到满足。
And you discover that this woman, she's not satisfied.
哎呀，我找错人了。
I found the wrong person.
哎呀，我嫁错人了。
I married the wrong one.
那不能够成为我依靠就算了，我里面的需要她不能满足。
I can't rely on him, but he can't even satisfy me.
所以她换一个丈夫。
So she said, let me change a new one.
我在那个时代是很大的。
In that time and generation, this is something very, very huge.
我相信她心里面带着一个极大的盼望。
And I know her heart probably has a great expectation.
我上一个丈夫身上所有的缺点，在这个人身上我决定不要有。
And all the shortfalls of this previous husband, I'm not going to find the same on this one.
她所有不能满足我的地方，我要在这个人身上能够找到。
And all the things that I can't find satisfaction in this husband, I'm going to find it in this new one.
所以带着痛苦也带着盼望，她进入了第二个婚姻。
So with pain but expectation, she enters into a second marriage.
啊，可能没有第一个丈夫那一些的搅扰，但是又有很多新的发现啊。
Maybe this new husband doesn't have all the problems the previous one had, but she discovered new ones.
啊，上一个是台湾制的荆棘，这是中国大陆做的。
And the last husband was a thorn bush from Taiwan. This one is from China.
一样刺的遍体鳞伤啊。
And they all gave her.Tremendous pain.
又带着其深的痛苦和盼望，换了一个美国的心情。
And again, with great pain but expectation, she switched to one that is from America.
一样又扎得遍体鳞伤。
The same, and she is harmed by the thorns on the bush.
这就是今天人类的写照。
And this is what is written of this generation, this time.
也许我今天的满足不见得是换一个女人来，对不对？
Perhaps my satisfaction doesn't come from switching a new wife.
我们可能把自己钻到电脑里面去了。
And maybe we entrench ourselves into the computers.
我们把它钻到孩子的身上去了。
We put our focus on our kids.
我们钻到工作上去了。
We put our focus on our job.
弟兄姊妹，你早晚会发现它一样不能满足。
Sooner or later, you'll discover none of these things can satisfy us.
所以主耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
So that's why Jesus says, whoever drinks of this water, he will thirst again.
凡喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
But he who drinks the water that I give shall never thirst.
我所赐给他的水要在他的腹中成为泉源，直永流到永生。
The water that I shall give him shall become rivers of living water that flows from within him unto eternity.
不光可以解决我们的干渴。
Not only does it satisfy the thirst that we have.
它能够满足我们的需要。
But it will satisfy our needs.
它可以让我们的生命 abundant, 能够到一个地步 overflow.
That our life may reach its abundance and to the point of overflowing.
我因为满足到这个地步，旁边谁跟我在一起，谁有福。
I am so satisfied to the point that whoever is next to me, they are also blessed.
第一个能够从我身上得到祝福的，就应该是我的妻子。
The very first person that should be blessed is my wife or my husband.
就是应该是我的丈夫，我的孩子。
My kids.
弟兄姊妹，这是属灵的原则。
And this is a spiritual principle.
这也就是创世纪里面的故事。
And this is the story of the Genesis.
这是神设计婚姻的目的。
And this is the purpose and the reason why God has ordained marriage.
借着两个人。
That between these two individuals.
他们一起在主的面前成长。
And they may grow together before the Lord.
一起在主的面前来建立这个家庭。
And together they may establish this family.
彼此能够真正的享受对方。
And to really enjoy one another in truth.
因为他真正的满足在主里面，在基督里，在神里面得到了。
Because their real satisfaction and their needs have been met by the Lord.
所以当我们在生活上碰到挫折，碰到打击，碰到困难的时候。
And so when difficulties and the storms of this life come.
我会想到去靠近我的另外一半，因为从他身上我可以得到祝福。
And we can go and lean our spouse because from him or her I may be blessed.
我不是带着要求。
I do not come with requirements.
同样的，他有需要的时候，他只要碰到我，他可以让我里面的主、里面的生命来成为他的祝福。
And similarly, my spouse, when they are troubled, when they draw near to me, they may be refreshed by the Lord that overflows from me.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣说，凡到我面前来的，永远不渴，我就是生命的粮。
So Jesus.Says that those who come to me, they will never thirst, they will never hunger, because I'm the bread of life.
信我的永远不渴。
As those who believe in me will never thirst.
因为那个真正最深的满足，我们每一个人都有。
Because the greatest satisfaction we all have.
你不要寄望要从 spouse 来。
Do not think that you're going to get it from your spouse.
对不起，我没有要轻看 spouse.
But please do not misunderstand me, but I am not trying to belittle your spouse.
所有受造的人在我们里面有一个神圣的地方。
All created being within us, there's a holy place.
在我们心里面最深的地方有一个特殊的地方，那是只有神可以满足的。
The depth of our hearts, there is one place that can only be satisfied by God.
如果我们里面没有在这里得到满足，
if that place is not satisfied by God，
不要说你家庭生活不会满足，你的职场，你整个人生不会满足的。
Not to say that your family life, but your work life, any aspect, you will not be satisfied.
而我们整个人生最重要的就是家庭生活。
And the most important part of this life is our family life.
我们所有人际关系中间最重要的就是夫妻的关系。
Of all the relationships that we possess, the most important relationship is that of a husband and a wife.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一件事情，我们不要再对婚姻存着一个错误的观念。
So foremost, brothers and sisters, do not have an erroneous understanding or concept of marriage.
以为我进入婚姻，从此王子跟公主过的只有幸福和快乐。
Do not think that when I enter into marriage, a prince and a princess, they will live happily ever after.
没有吓到你们哈。
Did I scare you guys?
但是那是我们两个人要共同经营达到的结果。
But two of us, we need to build together to this result.
所以在这个中间的过程里面。
In this process.
什么时候你自己里面不满足？
Whenever you're dissatisfied.
什么时候你看见对方不能够满足你？
Whenever you find that my spouse can't satisfy me.
不要再去埋怨。
Do not complain.
把它扛起这个责任来。
Bear up your responsibility.
这是我们两个人的婚姻。
This is a marriage between Him and I.
我们需要一起 work out, 一起来解决。
This is something that we need to work together.
虽然我在你身上碰到了这么多的骄傲，这么多的败坏，这么多的不顺服。
And perhaps there's a lot of pride and there's a lot of disobedience, a lot of corruption.
但是这个婚姻是我们两个的。
But this marriage belongs to the two of us.
我的满足从主来。
My satisfaction comes from the Lord.
但是我却要跟你一起来面对，一起来成长。
But we're going to face this together and we're going to grow it together.
所以很多人都说我们的另外一半像一面镜子一样。
A lot of people say that our other half is like a mirror for us.
这是很早以前，几百年前，上千年就有这个古代的教父就这样讲了，我们的 spouse 就是神赐给我们最好的礼物之一。
The saying came hundreds of years ago, and people said that our spouse is one of the best gifts that God has given us.
我们结婚的时候，很多人送我们结婚礼物。
And when we are married, we receive a lot of gifts.
那神也送我们结婚礼物。
God has given us a gift as well.
在神这么多的结婚礼物里面
，among all of these presents,
一个最宝贵的礼物就是你的另外一半，它是一面镜子。
Those most precious gift is your other half.
我不好意思说它是照妖镜哈，但是也差不多。
And she is a mirror for you. It's not just to reveal your ugliness.
因为只有他能够进到我们生命最深的地方。
Only that person can enter into the deepest parts of your life.
只有他能够更全面地看到我们生活的每一个角落。
And that person sees very clearly of all the corners and every aspect of your life.
你来到教会里面，就算你没有心戴假面具，多少都是有面具的。
And even if you come to church without the intent of putting on a mask, more or less, we put on a front.
别人看不到我们里面的自私。
People can't see the selfishness inside.
别人看不到我们在家里面的那副样子。
People can't see the way we are at home.
别人看不到你生活原来是这个样子。
People can't see that really that's the way you live.
而居然另外一半要天天看你，以后你要叫他爱你。
But your other half, they see you every single day, and you want that person to love you.
所以弟兄姊妹不容易，所以不要再把这个不合理的 unmet 的 need unreasonable 的 demand 放在对方的身上。
So I say again, this do not put your unmet needs and unreasonable demands on your spouse.
每一次照镜子要达到照镜子的果效。
And every time you come to a mirror, you need to come to the reason why you stand in front of a mirror.
我刚刚去照镜子的，我不是讲到钱啊，上完厕所，有时候就常常看到，哎呀，这个头发掉下来了，或是脸上有一块白粉。
And not just now, right?
No.
Sometimes I go to the restroom and I stand from the mirror, I discover gray hair or some powder on me.
我刚才上台前波饼的白粉都是我衣服，我越拍越多，但是我看到它我就要除掉它。
So when we were breaking bread, I held a piece of bread and the powder from the bread was all over me and I see it and I want to get rid of it.
我看到脏我就要校正它。
And I see something dirty, I need to get rid of it.
对不对？这是我们都会做的事情。
This is something that we all do, right?
但是稀奇的就是我们从对方的身上天天照镜子，我们不改。
But the tragedy is that when we see ourselves from our spouse, we see the problem, yet we're unchanged.
你不要以为是他找你麻烦，一天到晚把你气得这个样子。
Don't think that that's the person that's creating problems for you, because every day is that person that's agitating you.
那是神借着我们的 spouse 让我们看见自己。
And God through our spouse help us to see ourselves more clearly.
看看你自己。
Take a good look at yourself.
如果我们够谦卑的话，我们就会说：“主，我真的是个罪人，我错了。”
If we're humble enough, we'll really say, "Lord, I am a sinner. I have wronged."
主啊，他刚刚讲这句话，还会让我激怒，说到我这个人的生命里面。 太多的问题，我需要去面对的。
Were these words that she just said still anger me because there's still problems in me that needs to be dealt with?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真用这样子的态度的话，你才晓得我这个人的问题多大呀。
My brothers, if we have this right attitude, then we discover there's a huge problem in us.
我这么多地方不像耶稣。
There's so many areas that's not like Jesus.
我这么多地方不能够荣耀神。
There's so many areas that I can't glorify God.
不管你在教会人怎么夸奖你。
It doesn't matter how people at church praise you.
不管你在外面人怎么样子的表扬。
It doesn't matter how many people applaud you.
弟兄姊妹，这才是真正的我们。
But this is your true self.
对，你不可能说，哎呀，我其他都很好，只有在碰到他，只有在我妻子面前，我这个人抬不起头来。
You can't say that I'm great in all aspects. Only when I come before my spouse, I'm terrible.
我别的地方都属灵，只有在他面前有一些小把柄。
I'm spiritual in every aspect, but only when it comes to my wife, I have slight problems.
我的脾气其实是很温柔的，只有碰到他才会那样子。
I'm actually a very gentle person, only when I see her when I have temper issues.
我这个人是追求圣洁的，只有在网络上失败一下。
I pursue holiness, but only online and pornography I fall a little bit.
对不对？你不能够说我全人都健康，只有心脏病。医生说我随时可能心脏 heart attack 会死掉。
You can't say that I'm in great health. The only problem that I have is my heart's got a problem. I can have a heart attack anytime and die.
我太健康了。
You can't say that I'm completely healthy.
弟兄姊妹，你也不能够说一个碗器皿这么干净，只是中间流了一泼狗屎，它就是干净的碗。
And you can't say all this bowl is just washed, it's perfect, it's clean, but in the middle of it is dog poo and it's still dirty.
你比如说我全身健康，只有脚掌灰指甲。
And you can't say that I'm completely healthy, but only my nails are turning gray.
弟兄姊妹，神是借着夫妻的生活，真的是让我们这个人提供了很多很多成长的机会。
And the Lord really allow us tremendous opportunities for us to grow through this marriage relationship.
提供了太多让我们这个人被主改变的机会。
And so many opportunities that the Lord can change and transform us.
所以我们不要再这样子去要求对方啊。
And again, let's not demand one another.
不要也白照镜子。
And do not come to the mirror in vain.
同样的
，similarly，
我们自己要在家里面一定要有 damage control， 要把所有的损伤。降到最低。
We need to have proper damage control in our family environments.
两个人结婚的时候
，When two people are married，
都这么爱对方
，They love one another。
你看对方什么都好
，Everything is perfect。
不光长得漂亮，你也觉得他性格真好。
Not only do they look beautiful and handsome, but their personalities are great，
对不对
？Isn't that true？
怎么都不点头了
？Nobody acknowledges it anymore.
我们觉得他真的至少什么都还好嘛，不然你怎么会这么笨要娶她呢
？At least our notion is that that person is really really wonderful, or else you wouldn't marry that person.
难道你判断力这么糟吗
？Is your judgment really that bad?
选到一个全世界你最不能忍受的人吗
？And you actually pick the one person that you can't endure for the rest of your life.
他一定有很多的缺点，不是很多的优点。
He definitely have a lot of great qualities.
那你结婚了五年了、十年了、二十年了，你肯定发现他有很多的缺点。
And then after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, you discover some of the problems.
谁把他搞成这个样子
？Who made this man this way?
We too have the answer. 对不对
？Isn't it true?
肉体激发肉体。
Our flesh.Excites the flesh.
如果我们出来的是基督
，If what comes out of us is Christ,
只会让对方越来越像主。
Will only make the other person more and more like Christ.
因为我们自己里面不肯面对自己。
Because we're unwilling to face ourselves.
我们不肯把我们的满足建立在主的身上，那个最深的满足，我们不肯从主得到。
We're unwilling to put our deepest satisfaction in the Lord.
所以我们把这些要求都放在对方身上。
And so we wrongly place all these demands on the other person.
你试试看，你愿不愿意跟你自己结婚
give it a try. Are you willing to marry yourself?
就把你自己变成另外一个 opposite sex 啊！我现在于红杰娶一个于红杰。
Pretend like your very self is image into the opposite gender.
那是一个。一个太可怕的人生。
And that would be a dreadful life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，希望看见神设立婚姻。
My brothers and sisters, I say once again, I pray that we would all have the insight and understanding why God created marriage.
不是为了叫我快乐，叫我享受的。
It is not just for happiness and satisfaction.
是为了叫我荣耀他，叫我跟他的圣洁生命有份。
But the purpose is to glorify him and to be partakers of his glorious and holy life.
当我的方向对的时候，
when my path and my way is right,
当我的态度对的时候，
when my attitude is right,
我们的婚姻会越来越甘甜，越来越享受。
Our marriage will be more and more sweet and more and more enjoyable.
我今天没有空去讲到合一，合一里面要求就是要对付我们的自己。
And I haven't had the opportunity to go to the third topic, the issue of one and dealing with ourselves.
我记得我讲到曾经讲过哈，我说至少从我身上，我本来说我觉得弟兄们都是比较自私的。
And I know I've said this before, and I think for myself, examining my own life, I used to think that mostly brothers are more selfish.
因为至少在于师母身上，我觉得他比较能够他有更多 sacrificial love, 他比较能够舍己，比较不自私。那在我身上，我觉得我差多了。
I find that in the life of Pastor Nancy, she has a lot more sacrificial love.There's a lot she thinks about others and giving others, and I'm lacking compared to her.
我觉得我们里面有太多太多的问题需要神拯救了。
And I find that there are a lot of problems that needs to be dealt with by the Lord.
很多时候我们就注重个人的成圣、个人的属灵、个人的好，以为家庭可以放一边。
Perhaps sometimes we find that our personal pursuits of God and our own personal holiness is more important than our families or our family set aside.
如果家庭不健康、不属灵，我们个人不可能属灵，教会也不可能属灵。
If you're healthy.Is not spiritual, I'm sorry, if your family is not spiritual and it's not healthy, then there's no way for our church to be spiritual and healthy.
So
you cannot be spiritual here at church, but in your family life, it's all falling apart. And I have a burden that I want to pass. And I desire to call some brothers.
我愿意陪着大家，你们也陪着我，我们一起来读这本书。
And I'd like to
请打出来给我们看。
Come and study this book together with all of you.
这里有两本书，第一本书是《磐石上的婚姻》（Marriage on the Rock）。
And the very first book is called Marriage on the Rock.
Jimmy 跟 Karen Evans， 他们现在在全美国各地都有各式各样的 seminars
and
conference.
It's written by Jimmy and Karen Evans, and they have seminars all over America.
所以如果你打 marriagetoday.com， 你常常可以听到很多二十分钟左右的 message。我非常鼓励你们夫妻一起听了。
And if you have an opportunity, key in marriage, today.com, you'll hear about a 20-minute message. I encourage you as couples to listen to it together.
我跟于师母常常听他的 short message. 他原来是一个八千个人教会的牧师。
He used to be a pastor of 8,000 members.
他自己跟他太太之间的婚姻已经到了几乎离婚的边缘。
And his own marriage came to the very end, near divorce.
但是神怎么样转了他的观念？
But God has turned his mindset.
神光照了他的错误以后，
And God has shown him where he has erred.
他整个婚姻这个大转变。
His entire marriage was turned.
所以他不知道成为了多少人的祝福。但是因为我没有看过这本中文的翻译，所以我不知道中文翻译好不好。
I didn't get a chance to read the Chinese translated version. I don't know how good that version is.
好像只有简体版在中国的淘宝网都有。
And I think that
然后听说也有这个网络 digital version， 你们可以下载，但是要交钱的。
And there are also digital versions that are available that you can download, but you need to pay for that.
英文有，在美国都有哈，光碟 DVD 都有。他个人说，如果你所有其他的不能听，这个系列一定要听。
And he personally has said that if you can't listen to any other series, this one series you got to listen to.
他起码有大概十几二十个不同的系列信息。
There is about a dozen or more so of other messages, themes, that he's spoken on.
对 Jack Heffer, Dallas Wheeler 都帮他作序 The Highly Recommend 这本书。
Pastor Jack Heffer and a number of renowned pastors.
Dallas Wheeler.
所
以我非常建议英文组也能够一起读好不好，可以 Kyle 来带他们读 OK Kyle.
Maybe the English group, Brother Kyle can lead some of the couples to read it together.
所以一定有空位可以 join 你们。另外一本书
The other book,
另外一本书，其实于师母买了很久了，快一年了，我最近才拿起来看。
And Pastor Nancy bought this book for over a year, and I just recently picked it up.
英文叫 Sacred Marriage, 中文翻成婚姻灵修学。
The Sacred Marriage?
By Gary Thomas. 那加州很多神学院也用这本书教导婚姻方面的。
A lot of seminaries, they also encourage this particular book to be read by their students.
这本书一共有13个 chapters.
There are 13 chapters.
我这两天拿到以后，我已经读了半本以上了，好，非常好。
I just picked it up recently, and I've gone through half the book already.
翻译也非常好。
The translation is also very good.
所以我真的很盼望多有几位弟兄，我们每两个礼拜读一篇，半年读完。
I really desire some of us who are brothers, we will read it together. Within half a year, we'll finish the book together.
如果你自己觉得婚姻很 frustrated, 这是一条拯救，这是一个出路。带给你大的祝福。
If you find that your marriage is frustrating for you, this is a passage, a way that will bring about blessings in your life.
如果你婚姻已经很好了，我决定相信它会帮助你更好。
If your marriage is very good already, I trust that these messages will continue to improve your marriage.
如果你婚姻已经真的很好的话，我也希望你来帮助我们。
And I really do pray that if you are in a very healthy marriage, that you would come and bless your brothers.
如果你还没有结婚，也欢迎你来参加。
If you're not married yet, you're more than welcome to join.
好好准备自己。
To prepare yourself.
如果你决定守独身，你也可以来参加。
If you want to be single for the rest of your life, you can come join too.
因为婚姻太重要了，你将来在服侍弟兄姊妹一定会碰到婚姻的问题。
Because marriage is so important that you will have opportunity to minister to those who are married.
我最后结束的时候我要提一下。
And as I conclude, I want to mention this.
Before 我讲这个，我们从6月28号开始啊。
We're going to start on June 28th.
礼拜六早上晨祷完以后，我们大概一个半小时。一次。
After Saturday morning prayer, we will meet together for about an hour and a half.
这两本书会放在后面，等一下你愿意的话可以登记，我们可以赶快去订购。
And if you want to join the study group, I'll put the book in the back with sign-up sheet. You can sign up and we will order it together.
十几块钱可以让你从此王子跟公主过着幸福快乐的日子。
Less than $20, it will help you.Prince and princesses to live happily together.
我真的希望我们一起来，我们弟兄们一起来，先从弟兄们开始。
And I want us as brothers to start.
因为神就是把家的责任很重的是交给弟兄们。
Because the responsibility and the health of the family is on the shoulder of the brothers.
但是我要提醒大家一下，就是我们中国人讲到家庭生活的时候。
But I want to remind us that when we Chinese speaks of family life,
我们常常把家庭的追求还是放在外面，放在今生，孩子要读好学校，孩子成绩好，我们的家庭要住好房子，就放在这些所谓的家庭。
And we put a lot of emphasis on the well-being of our kids, going to good school, living in a good house, and those are becoming our focus.
放在我先生会不会送花给我，我太太会不会怎么样？弟兄姊妹，这不是我们要读的。
Our focus sometimes fall on whether our husband would give me flowers or whatnot. This is not the focus of why we study together.
我们一起来说要，就是跟我们讲教会一样，要来就来真的。
And we want to do this, and we want to do it seriously.
既然婚姻是人生这么重要的一件事情
And since marriage is the most important thing in our life,
有这么多的陷阱在我们周围
And there's so many pitfalls around us,
有这么多的痛苦在我们里面
And there's so much potential harm or suffering that's
我们本性里面有这么多的问题
And we have so many character flaws.
婚姻是神的救法，神在借着婚姻救我们
Marriage is God's way of salvation and delivering us.
神借着婚姻祝福我们
Through marriage that we would be blessed.
这是我们在婚姻里面很大的荣耀
This is a great immense glory that we get out of marriage.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.